Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about animal ID. We're back in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Early on in his tenure at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack held a number of field hearings around the country regarding the National Animal Identification Program. Seemingly, he had the intention of heading toward a mandatory program. That's what some folks were telling him he needed to have, including the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson. Instead, there seemed to be a tremendous amount of pushback against animal ID, especially a permanent program. A lot of folks were saying a voluntary program would be evil as well. Now we're back to the drawing board, and animal traceability is the new name, and we're about ready to see the program that USDA prefers to be rolled out. That was asked about this past week by the current ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee, Democrat Colin Peterson, during a hearing on trade.
Secretary, when do you plan to publish the proposed rule on animal traceability?
Representative Peterson, we are in the final phases of working with our cooperators at the state level, with state veterinarian groups, with the tribes, with a number of commissioners and secretaries of agriculture. So we anticipate sometime this late spring, early summer, that rule will be available for review.
And what risk do U.S. livestock producers, meat packers, and food companies face in the global marketplace should we not have a viable animal traceability system established?
Well, one of the concerns that we often hear from our trading partners is the capacity to basically trace back, at least to the state of origin, any problem with animal health, which is why this traceability system is important and why we wanted a system that was more effective than the previous system, which was a voluntary system. It was one in which roughly 30% of producers participated in, and it really didn't provide us the certainty and the guarantee that I believe this system will. It's much less complex. It's much less expensive. It recognizes that it only relates to interstate transfer and transport of livestock, as opposed to things that occur within the state. We're looking for the least expensive technology in terms of traceability, in terms of identification. So we think we're going to get much more acceptance from this effort, and that should reassure our trading partners.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack testifying before the House Agriculture Committee, the hearing on trade they held this last week, talking to Colin Peterson, top Democrat of the House Ag Committee. A lot of livestock groups have expressed concern that USDA come up with an adequate program that will allow animal disease traceback that'll satisfy a lot of our foreign customers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.